Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James J. I here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together. We're here to have some fun. We got entertainment news coming up for you in a little bit. We're also going to get into some other fun stuff. A couple of interesting ones for you, Terry. And some good stories of the day. And some local stuff going on. But it's a Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. That means we kick things off with our great friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. We got Denise on the phone with us. How you doing, Denise?
I'm great, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Doing very good here. I'm just going to be looking at pictures of dogs the whole time we're talking, okay? I just want to be honest with you, since you're not in the studio, just to let you know. Denise, we appreciate the time. How are things going over at the shop?
They are really good. They are laying floors today in our new construction addition, and it's very exciting because you can actually see light at the end of the tunnel. It's almost done.
Oh, is that a good? Oh, that's so good to hear. And a big thank you to the construction workers over there and the great work they are doing. I have worked a lot of jobs this time of year. It is not easy to be out there. We appreciate that work and appreciate the work that you guys are doing over at the Humane Society so much, Denise. I don't want to keep you too long this morning. I know you're busy, but is there anything you guys could really use right now that we can help out with?
We can use sensitive stomach cat food and dog food. We have several intakes that have special needs for their tummies. Things upset them easily. So any kind of special tummy food, sensitive stomach food, things like that, we can use for both dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you can help out with that, say especially you're picking up one for your furry friend, maybe you could drop off an extra for them or something like that. And if people want to do those kind of things, Denise, what's the best way to do that?
Just come on down and drop it off. We're here. Someone's usually here 5 or 6 days a week. If not, you can leave it outside by the side door or by the cat gazebo, given the, you know, pending weather. But we're usually here. If you ring the bell, we will come and greet you at the side door. Or call first.
Your new furry best friend is waiting for you over at the Southwood County Humane Society, and we're going to get our pet of the week now. But I again, want to be honest with everybody. I can't stop looking at Bella. Bella on the website here, she is just that's just a beautiful dog. That is a wonderful one. But who do you have picked out for us, Denise?
Bella is beautiful, and she's not your typical husky. She doesn't howl like most huskies, and she doesn't really love to be outside, which is strange, but she's beautiful and calm. My pet of the week is going to be a little cat named Murphy. He is a gray tabby. He's been with us almost 1 year, 330 days. He is not declawed, but he is neutered. He has a personality that just won't quit. He's one of those like attitude-ridden kind of little cats, and you have to let him warm up to you. I think that's why he's been here almost a year, just because he's got attitude and he can be a little snarky at times, but he's so awesome once he warms up. I love cats with attitude and with a little bit of personality, so I'm highlighting Murphy today.
I love that, and certainly any of these animals that have been there for this type of length, it's just, you know, I think most people understand this, but I like to bring awareness to this and just a reminder that these animals don't think and feel the way we do exactly, and time is much faster for them. It's been a year to us, it's been a lot longer to that to Murphy. And I don't want to speak like this is canon, and it happens with every single animal, but the work that I did in shelters and everything, a lot of what I found with animals like Murphy, when you do win them over, you truly do have a new best friend. Like, they love that person. They love the people that, that's their people. They're alpha, if you will, and some of that. So it's such a worthwhile thing to have the time and the patience with. And I'm not saying this like I think it takes forever either. Most of these animals adapt and adjust pretty quickly, especially they're so happy to be out of the shelter in many ways and be with a family. So they tend to adapt pretty well.
Yeah, you show them a little love and they'll eat that right up.
Oddly enough, as much as they think and feel like us, they aren't that different than us in that regard. And I think Murphy is a great example of that. Wonderful choice, Denise.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, Murphy, you are exactly right. He has his favorite people, and he just, you know, there are certain people that can grab him and take him out of his gazebo, and the other people have to beware because he needs to warm up a little time. Yeah. You know, he's good. He's a good kitty.
I can relate to that.
That's what I was thinking this whole time. I'm like, oh, you're describing someone I'm sitting across from. Interesting.
Denise, we appreciate you joining us. Looking forward to another Pet of the Week next week. If people have follow-up questions and want to get in touch with you guys over there, what is the best way to do that?
By phone, 715-423-0505, or we have a Facebook page and a website. Check out any kind of social media. I think we're on Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about TikTok, though.
One day, maybe. But for now, yeah. we want to keep that in mind and everything. And I have to tell you, it's a wonderful follow on both Facebook and Instagram. It's a great one. And when they do share things, especially events and different things, lost pets, anything like that that they have going on over there, if you can share it on your pages as well, it really does help. You just never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise.
That's right. Good point. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Denise. You guys have a great week. We'll talk again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, James. Appreciate your time. And be careful out there. It's slippery.
You too. You take care. A big thank you and good morning to our friends at the Southland County Humane Society.
I never really thought about your spirit animal being a cat, but
you
might be a cat.
Yeah, I've been told it's a dog since I was a kid, my spirit animal. I was hoping for a penguin.
Okay, fair. I'll give you the penguin, but I mean this lovingly. Mm-hmm. You're moody like a cat.
Thanks. Yeah, I was waiting for it. I was waiting. As soon as she started talking about Murphy, I can't argue it. I don't mean it bad. It is what it is.
Call it a spade a spade,
exactly,
man.
Exactly. You know your audience.
Dogs come around a little quicker.
Yeah. We encourage you to reach out and find out more about Murphy and all these great animals over at the Southland County Humane Society. You can email them, office@swchs.com. As Denise said, give them a call, 715-423-0505. And reach out to them if you need on Facebook or Instagram, direct message them. It's another great way to find out information about all the good things that they're doing over there. Encourage you to reach out to our friends at the Southland County Humane Society. And as a side note, this segment is often sponsored to any business, anybody out there. This is a great opportunity to get your business out there and attach yourself with one of our greater nonprofits in our community. It's a win-win for you and the Humane Society. Encourage you to do that. Reach out to our front desk and our sales team, 424-1300. Jump on the team. We'd love to have you aboard. We will go ahead and take a quick time out, come back and talk a little entertainment right here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good one out there. And thanks to everybody who's been playing along with the Love on the Air Text to Win contest. We've been having a lot of fun with this one. Big thank you to Johnson & Sons Jeep sponsoring the text line for us. We appreciate them and all these awesome, great local businesses being a part of this event. I want to get into some entertainment news, and there's some exciting country news about a Grammy-winning pop star, and no, it's not the ones that you might think right off the top of your head. Sabrina Carpenter won a couple of Grammys last weekend, and she's putting out a special deluxe version of her latest album, Short and Sweet, next Friday, and Dolly Parton will be on it.
Cool.
Sabrina got Dolly to help her with a new version of her hit, Please, Please, Please. In a social media post, Sabrina said, Dolly wouldn't want me to swear, but I did. I don't know.
Who wouldn't?
I will completely admit, I wouldn't know Sabrina Carpenter if she walked in this room. I saw her in SNL. I heard her. I've heard her voice. I've seen her. She just doesn't stand out to me, but I understand that she's been really big, and her song Espresso was huge and one of the hits of the summer and all that. What I really appreciate and focus on here is, of course, Dolly Parton. This is such a Dolly Parton part of her career. Throughout her career, Dolly Parton is, I think you can make an argument, maybe the smartest woman in business ever, the smartest woman in entertainment business ever. Nobody has built a foundation. She's got Dolly World, for God's sake. Like, I mean, what she has built, the empire that she has created, and very similar to what I was saying earlier with some artists, no selling out. Dolly has been Dolly the whole time. Mm-hmm. But a big part of her career that I don't know that gets talked about nearly enough is how much she works to support other artists. How she goes, a big part of her career is duets. And you know, as big as Kenny Rogers was and everything, working with Dolly Parton just elevated him to a whole other level. And she's done that with so many artists in her career. I'm not saying that she made Kenny Rogers or anything like that. Kenny Rogers was built already, his career was established. But the crossover that he got with those duets, and that's one artist I could talk about. There's so many that I'm not even thinking of. I really value that about her. I value that as important as the creative process is, important as it is to her to be her and support so many things that she does, at the same time, artists supporting artists. There's not enough of that, and especially women supporting women in the entertainment industry.
You know, it is kind of funny, though, just jumping back to her reaction. I mean, seriously, you reach out to Dolly Parton and she says yes, you might swear.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm not saying you should, but I'm just saying you might.
No, I would. Yeah. I would just have to hold my tongue before I get off the phone with her first before I did. Yeah, I don't blame her at all. No.
I mean, it's kind of a cute, it's kind of sweet, isn't it?
And this is somebody, this is one of the bigger names out there. It's not that Sabrina Carter needs Dolly Parton or anything, but what this does for her, not only, I'm not talking about with download sales or anything like that. That don't hurt, sure. But what it does for her working with her and the credit builds in the industry and the conversations that they have. You're not working with Dolly Parton. Nobody's ever worked with Dolly Parton and she just walks in, does her thing and leaves. Dolly Parton comes in there and you're having conversations.
And the more important part is the mentorship that happens than what the product is.
Nothing against American Idol or The Voice or any of those things, but there's that type of mentorship, and then there's true mentorship like this. Like, they exchange phone numbers. Like, mm-hmm. Sabrina needs somebody, she can call her. Like, and Dolly Parton's got hundreds of artists like this in her Rolodex or whatever. That's pretty cool.
Rolodex?
I said it, and I immediately wanted to grab it out of the ether and pull it back.
I feel like even the older people don't have those anymore.
I feel very confident saying that there is literally nobody using a Rolodex anymore.
I mean, I'm sure there's somebody.
There's somebody out there.
You know,
there's
what's somebody. Interesting is that you used to write in those, right, on those little cards. Yeah. But then I think once business cards became a thing, and those aren't even a thing anymore, right? No. But like once business cards became a thing, then I think people were like stapling them to the Rolodex card, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so... Yeah, I think we're past that.
A natural transition. We go from talking about Dolly Parton to Black Sabbath. Wait a minute. No, that doesn't. Black Sabbath reunited for one last show this summer, and this time it's the full-on original band, Ozzy Osbourne, Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, and Bill Ward, who wasn't part of the last reunion. The last time the original lineup performed together was 20 years ago at Ozfest 2005. I was there. It was amazing. I got something, and you know, one of the best. Not only did I see Legends of Music and everything, but I also got one of the only, I think, yeah, it's the only act I have over my dad. My dad never got to see the original Black Sabbath, and I hold this over him highly.
Well,
and I should
say, he has
say,
another chance.
While this was 20 years ago and everything, I couldn't tell those guys were seniors. They were up there, and man, did they give everything they had and left it all on the
might
stage.
Be able to tell this time.
Probably. Thank you, because I was teeing it up.
It might be noticeable.
100%, which is all the more reason that if you're fans of these guys, definitely see them, because this is it. This is more than likely. Like, lots of bands say, hey, this is our last show, and then they do two more tours or whatever.
Sure.
I don't know if these guys would be able to. The show is set for July 5th in the band's hometown of Birmingham, England, which is kind of cool to do your last show.
Oh, see? So you're sending... So this is... Your dad's listening and you're letting him know that you're sending him to England?
There are a few things in the world I would love more than going on a European tour with my dad. I can't think of things that would be more fun in life than that. And I would... I'm not a person that does the whole, you know, taking pictures at everywhere I am and everything. I would 100% be doing that with my dad. Just so I could get his reactions
right?
to things. Hey, Jimmy, that really is a big clock. I guess that's why I call it Ben. Hey, Big Benny, how you doing? Definitely. I have to record that. This is going to be a huge metal show. Metallica, Slayer, Pantera, Mastodon, Hellstorm, Alice in Chains, Anthrax are all going to be there. There will also be additional performances from Tom Morello, Billy Corgan, Wolfgang Van Halen, Sammy Hagar, Ghost, Slash, a bunch of people going to be there. Everybody wants to be a part of this because... while it, I don't think it gets said enough, rock music is not where it is without Black Sabbath. At the time the Black Sabbath rose up, it was the height of hippie music. It was the hype of sunshine and rainbows and all of that. And Black Sabbath was like, well, hey, the whole world ain't like that. Here in England, we ain't dealing with that. And they brought another side to it. You need both sides. I don't think you could have one without the other. I think you need that in music, especially in popular music.
That would be quite the gathering of artists, though.
That'd be something, yeah. This will be a double farewell for Ozzy because he'll also be doing a final solo show. His last full solo show was 2018. Profits from the show will benefit a bunch of different charities. Cure Parkinson's, Birmingham Children's Hospital, Acorns Children's Hospice, a couple of other ones as well.
So I like that too, you know, that it's a charity event. But yeah, I want to know if Ozzy's dentures are like sharpened enough for biting the bat.
Yeah, that's a good question. They got to give him a fake bat by now, right? Because I mean, that's going to take too long. You got to cut it up.
It's
a gummy bat. I like that. I think it's noteworthy too that this band has been built on darkness and heavy metal and all that. The last handful of times they've gotten together, the thing that brought them all together was, oh, we're raising money for charity. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Bunch of big teddy bears, right?
Yeah. What a full circle kind of thing for that. I think that's pretty cool. We got some great local theater going on in this area. We want to make sure we cover it like nobody else. And our good friends over at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater, CWAC, got Clue coming up. They have a show tomorrow and then on the 8th, 7 o'clock over at the beautiful Century Theater, 1800 North Point Drive in Stevens Point. Get your tickets for this one at CWAC.org. We love our friends over at CWAC, and they do amazing shows. This is a show everybody can love. Like, Clue is such a universal favorite. And if you like the movie, you're going to love the play version. I promise you that. And I don't say that lightly. Not only are you going to be supporting local theater and keeping theater alive and keeping the arts alive in Stevens Point, but you're also supporting a lot of locals, a lot of Rapids people, a lot of people from Nacoosa. People from all over are in these various plays.
I mean, I'm thinking Colonel Mustard with the candlestick library.
Good call. I got Professor Plum with the rope in the ballroom. Go ahead and find out who did it and Clue at CWAC.org. Get your tickets at CWAC.org, everybody. And everything I was just saying about that, I could say the same thing about Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, who is celebrating 50 years this season. And while we got a lot of our local Rapids people there, of course, some of our favorites are on that stage for this particular main stage show coming up. They got a lot of other people from around the area as well. So you're truly supporting this whole area with doing this and keeping theater alive. And get your tickets because Arsenic and Old Lace is coming up at the end of the month. February 27th is their opening night. Get your tickets for that, everybody. And keep on the lookout because their Silver Fox has got a situation comedy coming up. It's a radio show. That is going to be on February 20th over at the Lewis Canton Studio Theater. It's going to be great. And while we're at it, I might as well make sure to mention that you want to get ready for auditions coming up in March for the final main stage show of the 2024-25 season, Noises Off, directed by the wonderful, the great Melissa Kay. This is going to be a fun one, everybody, and you're going to want to be a part of this, especially if you haven't gotten to do anything all season. I encourage you to do that. Don't be like me and be spending the summer like kicking, I should have been in the show or something. Go ahead and get out there and do it. You can even complete an online audition form right there at the website, wrctheater.org.
Tell me what you know about that show. I'm curious because the name just caught my attention. I don't know anything about it.
Noises Off is a bit of a farce. It's a bit of a fun, run around, you don't know what's going on kind of show. I'm trying not to, I don't want to ruin it.
No, that's fine. I just was curious because I've never heard of it.
Each of the three acts of Noises Off contains a performance of the first act of a play within a play, a kind of farce, if you will, if you don't know what that, if I did say farce, okay. And the three acts of Noises Off are each named Act 1 on the contents page of the script. So it's kind of a little bit different for the cast and the audience. It's a fun one. And I think that a lot of people might be familiar with the movie or some of the more famous productions of it. It's going to be a really fun show. And if it's a farce, you know that you're going to be all over the place. Whether it's as somebody watching it or somebody being in the show. I encourage you to check that out, everybody. You can go to wrctheater.org, get your tickets, and find out more about all these great things. And fill out that audition form. Be a part of things. We want to hear from you. We want you to be a part of these shows. Another thing we encourage you to do, because we are just hours away from a new WFHR newsletter coming out. We have been so humbled and proud of this area and thankful to this area. I am not exaggerating. If not every day, every other day, I'm seeing somebody new signing up for that newsletter. I think that one part of it that it tells me that we really do need local news and how badly we need local news. I think it speaks to that in a way. And we see that, we hear that, and we're doing our best to cover that. Melissa Kay, I like to call her the executive producer of that newsletter because she works so hard on it. But we have an amazing team working on that. We have, of course, Terry Barr, who does a lot for Civic Media, doing articles on there. Chuck, Laura, Beth, everybody's been writing on there. We got some great sports covered by Michael Comer, who has an idiot savant brain for the local sports, and I love taking advantage of that and putting Michael to
awesome.
Work, whether it is on our Playmaker show or like yesterday or doing the newsletter, because Michael won't tell you this because he's too humble, but he's a great writer. He's a really good writer, and he does a really nice job covering this stuff. I imagine similar to our conversation yesterday with the retirement of Coach Biola, he's going to have some words on that, and I encourage you to check that out. You can find all of that, plus previews of our upcoming shows, recaps of shows, so many different things available for you right there for free at WFHR.com. Just sign up for the newsletter. Got a new edition coming out real soon. And again, a big shout out to this team. I'm really proud of the work that everybody is putting into that one. Wanted to touch on this too, Terry, because we're getting closer and closer to one of my favorite events that used to happen in the area that has come back, a little reimagined. Our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, have Chefs for Change coming up. A reimagined fundraiser event, Chefs for Change, is on for February 27th. This dynamic event will feature an appetizer competition between local culinary talents, a delicious plate of dinner highlighted locally by locally sourced ingredients, signature cocktails, and an amazing silent auction. And I cannot stress enough the amazing silent auction part. The way people come up with the baskets and all the different things that they have for this auction is like second to none. It's amazing. The excitement will begin at 5 with a cocktail hour while you bid on treasures in the silent auction and savor the appetizers from the competitive chefs. Dining and programming will begin at 6. This will take place at the Nakusa Community Center at 416 Crestview Lane in beautiful Nakusa. Tickets for Chefs for Change can be purchased at familyctr.org, or you can give them a call, 715-421-1511. I've talked about this a lot, and I've talked about it with our family center a lot, and I will continue to talk about it a lot until something changes. Our family center, and you know this better than most, Terry, our family center here in Wisconsin Rapids, like many across the whole, actually every domestic violence shelter across the whole country, has had their funding just shredded. Just shredded. At a time when we need it the most. I don't know if there's ever been a time where we've needed domestic violence shelters more than now, and we've had funding completely cut. We are very, very appreciative to an organization like the United Way and different groups that are helping the Family Center do the key work that they are doing in their communities. But we need other help. We need others to be a part of this.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I can even recall last year when they were reaching out to us, them and other programs that we fund that are, you know, of a similar scope. Last year where they reached out and said, hey, you know, we know that this funding is on the chopping block and it's likely, you know, it won't come our way. And then as 2024 kind of move forward, you know, and understanding the impact of that. So, you know, ways to help are obviously direct donations, but then also attending events like this, right? You know, mm-hmm. They've got staff and volunteers working hard to put this together and you can get a little enjoyment and fun out of it. And they can get, you know, because usually events like this, what's provided to you is donated, right? Like the mm-hmm. food is donated, mm-hmm. that kind of thing by the chefs. So the Family Center is actually, you know, if you're paying $60 a ticket, they're leaving with $60 a ticket. And that's really important and really impactful to make sure that their very necessary services continue in the community. So, you know, I would encourage people, if you're free on the 27th, check mm-hmm. it out.
Domestic violence affects every aspect of our lives and every aspect of our societies. And if you think it doesn't affect you, the stats speak differently. That, you know, we all know somebody who has either gone through this or is going through it. And we can all work together in this one and be on the right side of history. You go to this event, event. You're not alone. You are going to see some of our best community leaders there. Everybody being on the right side of this one. And a big shout out to some of the chefs, Dairy Food Works, MSTC Culinary Program, Hotel Me Diner, Great Expectations, some of our greats. I want to send a special shout out to Joel Goodness, who is going to be emceeing between us. Joel is always off script. Joel is amazing.
Really?
The other MC they had was pretty good, but Joel is better. I was the old MC.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were unseated.
And rightfully so. Rightfully so. Joel is amazing. To get your tickets for this, and we'll meet you there, everybody. FamilyCTR.org is where you can find them. FamilyCTR.org. And you can give them a call at 421-1511, 421-1511. And as long as I have your ear, I want to remind you that the Family Center has your back. If you need them, please feel free to give them a call. They have a line available 24/7, 715-421-1511, 421-1511, or you can call 421-1559, or email them, communications@familyctr.org. We will take a time out. We'll check in with our news, sports, and partners. We'll come back, and when we get back, Terry, I had one here I wanted to talk about. Where is that? It's coming up. I got some good stories of the day, too, I want to get to as well. I'm going to talk about some community events coming up here on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got some good stuff coming up. We got a Danny Wright story to get to. Got some good stories of the day for you. Get into our schedule and plenty more to cover. But right now, we're talking... we're talking states again. Similar to what we did earlier with Super Bowl foods, a new study looked at the Google Trends data and determined what states are the most pet-obsessed states.
Oh.
Which ones are the most?
Any pet?
It does say pet obsessed, so yeah, it doesn't say anything specific about which type of pet or anything. And they determined that Colorado and Washington are the two most obsessed. The most dog-obsessed states are Colorado, Ohio, North Carolina, Florida, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Illinois, Indiana, Utah, Washington, and California. And the most cat-obsessed states, Washington, Pennsylvania, Oregon, Ohio, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Colorado.
Oh, see? You're in the right place.
Nicely done, nice. The five most popular search terms nationwide for dogs are dog shelters near me, best dog food, best dog toys, cute dog pictures, and is my dog happy?
Interesting.
The five most popular most popular search terms for cats are cat memes, why do cats purr, I love my cat. That's not a question, but they're typing that in their search bar. Cat food, and is my cat happy?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Both of those. Is my dog happy? Is my cat? Well, get off your computer, whatever you're typing into. Get off your phone and pay them some attention.
Yeah. I feel like we could answer that one for you.
They'll show you they're happy.
I could tell you they'd be a lot happier if you were off of Google and petting them. You know, pets love pets. It's what they're named after. I mean, a pet love pets. I don't know that there's any, you know, rhyme or reason to this necessarily that you can get, but I will say one thing that I think is noteworthy is all these states that we're talking about here, every one of them could use more population, and every one of them are focusing on being more animal friendly, especially in your bigger cities. But this isn't going away. Like, this is a trend that has been going on. When I first moved out to California, like I think it was 20 years ago now.
Oh, that was like little puppies in bags.
Yeah, it was huge.
Purses.
It was gigantic, and they took advantage of it. They started. If you were a coffee shop, every coffee shop you went to within a week had a little bowl, a little water bowl out.
Outside,
and everything.
Yeah.
They had things like that. And not surprisingly, their business shot up. This is marketing 101. This is business 101. If you're pet friendly, you're going to do better. That's just the way of the world now. And that's not just businesses, that's states, cities. If you are not, you don't have a dog park in your community's area, that's going to hurt you. People are looking at this. The stats speak for themselves. People are looking for this as much as they are looking at schools. Schools, like how schools are and things like that. This is a big one. So While it's just kind of a silly list and everything, I do think that there is a little bit of noteworthiness to it in, hey, these states that are doing well population-wise are getting more an influx of people and everything. One of the most consistent things we're seeing is this. Certainly not the only thing. Jobs, how schools are. There's a lot of other factors, but it is a big one.
Oh, yeah. Pet-friendly plays a role.
I don't know if there's any surprise necessarily here, but I would say I was a little surprised by Wisconsin being more cat obsessed. That does surprise me a little bit because I just feel like almost every Wisconsin resident I've ever met has a dog.
Has a dog? Yeah.
Yeah. Almost everyone.
Well, I mean, if we're doing it by count, though, probably people who have cats have many cats.
Yeah. It's a fair point. How do you feel about this one, everybody? 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you. Always feel free to call up and join us with any of our topics. Let's get to a That Ain't Right story, Terry. We haven't done one of these in a little while. A judge in upstate New York was just forced to resign after he made some wild statements during a jury screening process where he was a prospective juror.
Interesting.
Quick time out. I didn't know this was possible. I didn't know that a sitting judge could be called for jury duty.
Well, he wouldn't be presiding, obviously, but it validates that it is literally a random draw.
Yeah.
You know, I've only been called, I always think it's funny, like I was called one time, but I know somebody who has been called three times in a short period of time. So, but anyway, but I got thrown out right away because it was like, is anyone here related to a police officer? You know, so I'm sure that judge got booted right away because one side would want him and one side wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But honestly, for me, that's a little refreshing that it is random.
I am not naive on many things, but I will admit I might be a bit naive on this one in saying this, but I've always wanted to be on jury duty.
Yeah.
But I grew up in a law family. I grew up with a bunch of attorneys and stuff and them talking about law.
I thought
law.
You meant in trouble with the law.
Well, that too. A little bit of column A on that one.
I always wanted to do it too. And when I was, and this was just like 2 years ago that I was drawn. And to me, it was, the whole I was very curious about the whole process. Yeah. And I actually made it into the box.
Ooh.
But then I was tossed cop thing.
Well, this judge was also tossed for different reasons. His name is Richard T. Snyder. And in court transcripts, he said he was a judge, but that he could not be impartial. He said, quote, I know everybody that comes in front of me, they're guilty. They would not be in front of me if they were innocent. Oh, that's not right.
Yeah.
He was asked again if he could set any preconceived notions aside and responded, no, it would not be fair.
Well, okay, but you got to give him credit for being honest.
I guess so, yeah. Naturally, he was dismissed from the case, but the judge in that case reported him to state officials. A judicial commission interviewed him, and Richard said, quote, he understood the defendants are supposed to be considered innocent until proven guilty, but that he still felt that people wouldn't be in court if they didn't commit crimes. He said his interpretation of, quote, innocent until proven guilty was that the guilty people were brought to court to have it made official and get sentenced. Whew, okay. Richard was forced to resign and agreed to never serve as a judge again.
Interesting.
A state official said that, quote, it is bad enough that a judge would seek to avoid such a fundamental civic responsibility as jury service. It is astonishing that the judge would claim an inability to be impartial and to be into declare under oath that he accused most guilty of being guilty or they wouldn't be not be in court.
What state?
New York. New York City. Not surprising. It needs to be said because I would like to think it's common knowledge, but it does need to be said. In every job in the world, there are good and there are bad, and it is no different than the judicial system. I have, as we just touched on, Terry, on both sides of the aisle, I have been in this conversation, and I have met good and bad on both sides, and some of the bad I met have even been family members. So I ain't being biased about this one, but I will say that this is also brings light to an issue in our judicial system and an issue that a lot of us have with our judicial system. And the idea that we are always under this is the best system we have. I'm not looking to necessarily change a lot of it. What I'm looking for is more people from different walks of life in these positions.
But you know what, though? In this case, I mean, of course, this is a That Ain't Right story, but what transpired, everybody did what was right, because that other judge could have just been like, oh, what's with this joker? But instead, he pursued it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like there was a lot. There's wrong with what he was doing, but there's a lot right about it, too. You know, it's also funny with my personal experience. You know, and I knew one of the attorneys, and I knew the judge, and you know what I mean? So it was like, I knew I was not going to last, but it was kind of cute because the bailiff, who I also knew, but when I was, you know, said that I was excused, he's like, you know, you can stay, you know, like you could sit because I, you know, he knew I was very curious about it. Yeah. I couldn't stay as a juror, but he's like, you know, you don't have to leave. Like you could actually stay and observe, you know? And so I thought that that was kind of interesting too, that he, I mean, I guess I knew that, but at the same time, it was like, it wasn't necessarily on my in my thought process at that moment. But I did think it was cool that he pointed that out, that, you know, this is a public, this is a public thing, you know, like you
which
can,
is a great reminder of that.
You can sit in on unless for some reason it's closed. But in general, they are public hearings. So it just was interesting because he's like, you can stay.
I will sit back and I will watch a Law and Order episode I have seen 20 times. I think that I could sit there and really enjoy that process. I think that would be interesting. I will say, too, one other side note to this, and I don't know if anybody else is thinking, and maybe I'm exaggerating and not everybody has worked with somebody like this, but I feel like we've all worked with a person that is trying to get fired or like wants to get let go. And I'm not so sure that that's what this wasn't was. You know, maybe it's
like I know I got to go, but somebody can tell me.
I mean, you know, like a little forced retirement, little, you know, like, I don't know. I know it ain't right. I know that much. We will be back with local programming, some local schedule for you. We'll get into some local good things going on as well. Plenty coming up with Terry and James on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you had a great start to your morning out there, everybody. We're going to get you ready for some other great programming going on here today. I just want to touch on a couple of quick notes about our schedule. Coming up in just a little bit, you got Matt and Air on air. Be listening for that. Not only will Jane and Greg have a great show for you, we'll get you ready for the noon hour. Got other great things coming up for you as well. A little bit later today, we got a Midday Magazine lineup that is a good one. First, in part one, we're going to welcome our friends from the Wood County Health Department. Always a great time talking with them, catching up with them. Looking forward to it. Got a great topic for you as well today. And in part two, Matt Lippert, Wood County UW Extension's Ag agent, going to be with us. We're talking Ag with Matt a little bit later. Love being able to do that. Matt is not only a great talker and great insight, but a actual farmer, a actual dairy farmer.
He's like an encyclopedia.
He is. So, yeah.
I mean, I know that's not a thing, but I'm just saying, amazing.
He's a lot of fun to talk to. And just a couple of other really quick notes here. I'll finish with our sports schedule because we got good sports on your radio dial today. Join us right here at WFHR at 6:05. We got the Greg Gard Show. And then at 7:05, the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. So catch up with your Wisconsin coaches right there. And then over in our sister station, WIRI 105.5, join us at 7:05. Lincoln High School girls basketball hosting Wausau East. Mike and Laura going to have that one for you.
Awesome.
I will be kind of ghosting in the background, but they don't need me. They got this covered, and they're going to sound great together. Mike, join Mike and Laura tonight at 7:05 over on 105.5 for some great high school basketball for you. Basketball. I said it like
basketball.
Said it like Christopher Walken saying basketball. And of course, just a couple of other notes. Next week, Midday Magazine got a great lineup for you. Pam is hammering out
the schedule
right now. good question.
Just kidding.
One of our guests next week we do know is going to be joining us is a royalty, I would say, in this state. We have a scheduled interview with Shannon Starr, eldest granddaughter of Bart and Sherry Starr.
Cool.
She's going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about their new cookbook that shares the best recipes from famous football families and memory of their football icon, Sherry Starr.
Do you think those all have wings?
Yeah, right. They got some great stuff in here. I'm just looking at some of the names: Derek Watt, AJ Dillon, DeMario Davis. They got a couple from the Stars themselves. Cool. This looks really fun.
Sounds fun.
Looking really forward to talking to Shannon and getting to know her.
And I have no idea. I guess I'll have to listen. I wonder what the proceeds go toward.
You'll be fine.
Maybe Rawhide.
We'll be definitely finding out. And another quick side note: next week, Chad Holmes is going to be doing a broadcast of the Wausau West Lincoln High School boys hockey game from Wausau. Chad does an amazing job with these, and he is not going to be alone. He's going to have Bob Look joining him.
There's our celebrity.
Yeah. It's his 50th year of broadcasting, and congratulations to Bob about that. Chad will have Bob join him for the first and third periods, and Bob is going to call the second period all on his own.
Sweet.
I'm so excited about this. Don't join us for this. Of course, Bob covered sports in this area for quite some time, and we're very familiar with him, and I would not be here without Bob, so yeah, great appreciation
great
to him.
And still doing Badger hockey.
Yes.
I mean, he's all in.
It's pretty cool. The game will begin at 6:59. It'll be simulcast with our friends over at 98.9 WXCO, and of course on 105.5 WIRI. Be sure to check it out. It's going to be fun. Got a big week lined up next week, everybody. Other great local things going on. It is the first Thursday of the month. That means that our good friends Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor are going to be live at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center from 2 to 4 today at 2651 A Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. They perform the first and third Thursday. There are a few musical acts I recommend every single time you get a chance to see them. There are no reruns with Pete. You're always going to get some great music from that great act. You're also going to get great stories. Pete's one of my favorite MCs, one of my favorite talkers in music. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Live music today at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor from 2 to 4 at 2651 A Street South right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Earlier in the week, we were able to talk about Empty Bowls. We had this great event coming up in our area here. Empty Bowls, their 11th annual Empty Bowls, is a part of Focus, and this is going to be taking place over at Focus at 2321 West Grand Avenue. We had Mary Schultz on with us, and we were talking about this event. It's going to run 11 to 2. It is coming up for you right around the corner, everybody.
I think it's this next, on the 15th,
It is
right?
on the 15th. Yeah. It is on the 15th. I was just looking. I want to make sure I had the time right, 11 to 2. That is the correct time. And it's going to have basket raffles, products and services donated by businesses in the community. You're going to get your own homemade bowl to take home and everything. You can find out more at their Facebook page. Go ahead and type into your search bar, 11th Annual Southwood County Empty Bowls.
So I have to tell you something I learned this week, because Stephanie Hartman from the Cultural Center that we were just talking about was our presenter at Rotary, and she said they have a beginner pottery class right now where you throw a bowl, but you make two, and one is going to be donated to Empty Bowls, and then one you take home and keep. You've ever thought about doing that, you can go on their website and check it out, or stop today when there's live music and
check it out, everybody.
Sign up.
Thank you for mentioning that. That's awesome. And we also want to mention another thing Focus does is, of course, their neighborhood meals and their open meals. And they have their open meal today. It is going on from 4:30 to 5:45. The dining room will open at 4:15. Seating and guests can be arranged at about 4. Enter through the pantry doors with a small waiting area over there. Big thank you to everybody who helps out with this, all the volunteers and all the great people behind it. You can find out more by calling them at 715-422-1980. That's 422-1980. And Terry, I know that it is busy time for the United Way, and you guys have a lot going on. We certainly want to remind everybody about funding applications.
Yeah, so partner agencies that are looking to provide a program in the community that align with the United Way impact work can apply for funding for 2026. So that application is online. That is the only place to get it. We don't do paper. Do not give us a paper. We don't do paper applications. So you do have to go to the website, create a login, and then you can start working on that application. One thing to note, though, is you can save it and come back to it. You don't have to do it all in one sitting. So that's a good thing. But we are, looking forward to 2026 funding already. So it sounds kind of crazy in the second month of the year, but that's just how our process works. Mm. We also are selling tickets for Power of the Purse, which will be on Tuesday, March 11th, not February. We have a month yet. Not February 11th, but March 11th. But tickets are available for sale. This is taking place at Bullseye Golf Club. Handbag, purse, silent auction, raffles, all kinds of fun things going on. Grab your girlfriends, set a time to meet and come join us for Power of the Purse. We're really looking forward to it. It's always a great event. Good time had by all. So encourage you to get your tickets now.
And do so by going to uwswac.org, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well and help them build that Facebook page back up. Share their posts on your social media, everybody. And while you're signing up for things, go to wfhr.com. Sign up for our newsletter if you haven't already done so. Big thank you to everybody who already has. Those people know that in just a couple of hours, they're going to be getting a new update from our newsletter. It happens every Thursday at noonish. And we have some of the best reporting going on in this central Wisconsin area going right there. It is your one-stop shop for local events, different things going on, highlighting different topics in the community, certainly sports. We've got some of our best people working on this, and we encourage you to sign up for it by going to WFHR.com. Again, a new newsletter will be dropping around noon today. And keep on listening today and every day right up until Valentine's Day, because we got love on the air. Yeah. I'm sorry. That was bad. We encourage you to be a part of this.
Waiting for you to purr.
Yeah, almost. Some great sponsors on this one, some great prizes available. And all you got to do is just be listening for a keyword at the top of the 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, and 2 o'clock hours. We'll give you that keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app, and you are going to get a chance to get in on the winning.
You know, that's a pretty light lift for what you can win.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, it's pretty easy to text in a keyword.
No QR code, no jumping through hoops, no, you got to do this and this and this. Nope. All you got to do is just have the app and text us that keyword.
And I think we even spell the word for you, right?
Yeah, even spell it. Yeah, we even do that much, which is really good for me. It helps me learn get better at my spelling. So we encourage you to be listening. Jane and Greg will have a word for you in the 10 a.m. hour, then at noon and 2 o'clock today. Have that Civic Media app handy and get ready to text to us. A big thank you to all of our sponsors. A big shout out to Quality Post Printing, Wham Incorporated, Johnson & Sons Jeep. So many great people, great businesses being a part of this. Terry wanted to touch on just a couple of good stories real quick before we get out of here. Like, a guy in Michigan bought his 26-year-old daughter a lottery ticket just because, gift, and she won $4 million.
Whoa! How cool is that?
Yeah, and that dad is never going to run out of bragging rights. Like, that dad will, there is no, he can miss birthdays, and like, don't matter.
Fabulous. I'd be like, buy me another ticket.
Oh, there you go. And the FDA recently approved a new heart pump for children that circulates blood while they wait for a transplant. It's smaller than other heart pumps and can be used on younger kids. Doctors say it could save tons of lives.
That's really cool.
That is amazing.
That is really cool.
Great show. You have a good weekend, Terry.
You too.
We'll be back with more show coming up.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.